Next question, also seeking your advice. The questioner says, how can I make my main concern the pursuit of Allah's pleasure and not pay any attention to what people say? Also, the questioner wants to know, what are some of the books that will help me to achieve that?
So, yes, there are many books that may help a person to achieve this, but more than Kutub Bini, a person has to do, in the words of our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, more than Kutub Bini, what is required in this is Kutub Bini, with a Qaf and a Ta. So Kutub means Kitabs, and Kutub means those close servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, he would say that bhai agar gosh chahiye to gosh walon se milega, mithai chahiye to mithai walon se milega. You want meat, you will get it from a person who has the meat, and if you want sweet meat, you'll get it from a person who sells sweet meat, and if you want roti, you'll get it from a person who sells roti, and if you want fruits, then you'll get it from the fruit monger. And he used to say, isi tarike se Allah bhi chahiye to Allah walon se mile. If you want Allah also, you want the pleasure of Allah, you have to go to those who have got the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and learn it from them. Ikhlas and sincerity. Make one's intention that whatever we are doing solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, there is so much of benefit in this. Then a person does not look and have expectations in the creation. All his eyes are focused all the time. His gaze is focused on the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say so very often that do for Allah's pleasure and Allah will give you from his treasure. And this is termed as ikhlas. Ikhlas is to do things for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a person is buying something for his children also, he's doing it because it is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he's doing it to please Allah, not because he's expecting that those children, when they grow up, then they will look after me in my old age. No. Or he's doing something for his wife because she did me a favor later on. No. Everything that a person does, it must be for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then you will see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses us with his from his unlimited bounties and treasures. But the best way to achieve this is to in the company of the pious servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that meri sahal ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Meri sahal ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Tere haath haath mein jo aa laga to chiraag raah ke jal gaye. He used to say that the road to my destination has become extremely easy for me. Ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. The direction of the winds have changed also. Because when I put my hand into the hand of a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then so the lamps of the path all illuminated and I was able to reach my destination very quickly. Like that also, if a person wants to learn how to do everything for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there can be no quicker way than to spend time in the company of the pious, righteous servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Develop a contact, a link with them, and that is our link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this is actually established in the Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Stay with the pious and righteous people, and you will also, inshallah, become pious and righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah khair for that.